Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this message will bless, encourage, and challenge you to walk into all that God has for you. So I hope you're ready for it. I'm excited for you to hear it. Let's get into it. Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me right now at the Jay Makopa podcast. Guys, I'm feeling good. I'm really believing that this is going to be a good episode and it's going to be a great blessing to everyone who's going to listen. So again, thank you for joining me. If this is your first time, I want to welcome you with an extra immersive. If you are a loyal listener, you're always listening to me. I appreciate you all the time. Each time you decide to listen, guys, thank you so much. So here comes your extra immersive. And on the Jay Makopa podcast, what I often do is if I see you posting on social media about the podcast, that you were listening and whatever it was, I just need to clarify something. When you are sharing about the podcast, it has to either be like a screen grab of you listening to it or a video of you watching on YouTube, just like literally showing that you are with the podcast, not necessarily just sharing my Instagram stories or not sharing my Instagram posts. I mean, so it has to be literally you watching the podcast on YouTube or literally on your phone. Give a screenshot that you are listening to it on Apple Podcast, on Spotify, on Google Podcast, or wherever else you will be listening to it. And then that's what gets you an extra immersive. I need to give a very first time extra immersive for Nehemiah. I know you specifically. Nehemiah used to be in the youth in Rustenburg, Elevate. So shout out to you. Thank you for the support. So here comes your extra immersive. But I need to give some good honorable mentions to two people, to Tapelo Masebe. Man, you are talking about the podcast and you're letting people know about it. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. But also for Vanessa Kauta. Hey, you are also one of the great legends. Great legends. All right. So honorable mentions to you guys. Thank you from my heart. I appreciate that you guys are just helping the message spread and helping me grow this thing and turning it into whatever God would desire it to be. But guys, I have to give you one more piece of information. As I did the last podcast, I think I'm going to do this until the day comes. But the 16th of June, ladies and gentlemen, come on, what an anointed day. But it's my birthday, so it's going to be a great one. And by the looks of things, the lockdown will not be done by my birthday. So, you know, the boy is going to need some support. You know, I'm going to need some love. I'm going to need some care. I'm going to need some prayers. So, so that's what it's going to be. I don't know, I might make a birthday something. We'll see how it goes. I probably will. I just don't know what it is yet. So you guys give me some love and I'm gonna give you guys something cool too. But without saying too much, we're gonna get into the word today. I'm believing that it's going to be super impactful and maybe even a little bit uncomfortable, but this is what God's word does for us sometimes in building us up. So let's close our eyes and let us pray. God, I come before you. I thank you so much for who you are. I give you glory and honor. I pray, God, for everyone who's listening, may their hearts and their minds be prepared to receive from you. I pray for myself, may I be prepared and in the right state to share to your people. May your grace be over me and may this be beneficial to each person who listens. In the mighty name of Jesus, we all said amen. Amen. So, in this message, what I want to share with you and what I want to give to each one of you who are listening is that we often hear that we need faith for more. You know, you need to have faith for more peace in your life, faith for more prosperity in your life, faith for more, for more, for more. It's always about more. But today I want to bring the other side of that truth, which is sometimes you are actually going to need faith for less. See, it's not always going to be, I need faith for more. Sometimes it's going to be, you need faith for less. Our world says, more life, more everything. The world says, all I do is win, win, win. It's always about increasing, going to the next level. I'm on a new level and all those things. But you know, sometimes God is going to call you to have less. Sometimes God's going to call you to go to through a situation that you are actually going to need less. So you're going to have to actually need to go for less than going for more. And I know even in these type of sermons, hey, if I was preaching at a church somewhere, these sermons usually don't get many amens. So help me out there. Check this out. In our world, we want more and we don't want less. We want more salaries but less work. We want more promotion but less pressure. We want more credit but less repayments. We want more fitness but less exercise. We want more travel but less expenses. We want more possessions but less costs. We want more dessert. Come on, I feel the spirit in this one. We want more dessert. Come on, I feel anointing on this one. I said, we want more dessert, but we want less fat. Come on, I know this reached someone.
Go deeper,
I know this revelation is hitting someone in a deep way. We want more dessert, but less fat. We want more success, less responsibility. We want to gain more with less pain. We want more property, less interest. We want more technology and less learning. We want more at the least cost. Everything about our lives, everything about this culture we're in, everything about our world is telling you that you need more. And you're always told that less is not what you should desire. We're always told that more is best. We're always told that that is the biggest message that we are hearing. But I want you to know again that the Bible has a truth that sometimes there are moments where you need faith to have less. You're going to need faith. True faith is going to help you to say, you know what? Sometimes I'm okay with having less. Sometimes I'll be okay with sacrificing. I'll be okay if I'm not first. I will be okay. And so we're going to pick this up and we're going to see there's a man in the Bible called John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a man who was the top guy on the streets. He had a big following, big influence, big impact going on. But all that changed as soon as Jesus came into the situation. You see, when he was on his own, it was all about him. But when Jesus came in, all the attention he was getting, all the, I guess, maybe even fame that he was getting was disappearing. And then he was asked about it. They said, John, what is going on? Now, this is John's response in John chapter 3, verse 30. John said, when he was experiencing less, John said, he must increase, but I must decrease. I'm going to say it one more time. John chapter 3, verse 30. John says, when he is seeing that all the goodness and the big life and the big impact, big following was disappearing, John the Baptist said, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. Jesus must have more, and I must have less. You see, in this physical side of things, in the normal life, in the world, having more is a sign of maturity. Having more or increasing is a sign of maturity, you understand? But when it comes to spiritual matters, actually having less is a greater sign of maturity than having more. There are some people that when they have less, they fall apart in their walk with God. They fall apart in their emotional state. They fall apart in their mental state when more is taken away from them and they are given less. You see, maturity, true spiritual maturity, you will see it when you're able to walk in less and have joy about it still and be strong about it still. I'm not saying be comfortable, but I'm saying be willing that if it is going to give God glory, if it is going to bring people blessing, if it is going to benefit others, then you will be okay with walking in less. Come on. If you think about it, it's not spiritual to say you want more. You don't need any spiritual muscle to say you want more. Anyone can say they want more. Literally, you just need to be greedy to say you want more, right? You don't need to be the spiritual person to say, I want more in my life, I want more finances, I want more respect, I want more reputation. Anyone can say that, but being spiritual or having spiritual muscle is what will help you say, you know what, I don't only want more, but I'm also open to having less. I'm open to have faith for less when God may call me to it. We're always hearing that you must get what you can get. Losing is not an option. Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. You know, we hear that that is what we are hearing. That is what we should be living by. That's the philosophy the world is giving us. But again, we look at John the Baptist, and John the Baptist says, Jesus must increase, but I must decrease. Now, I want to ask you, do you have that kind of a faith where you would be willing to say, you know, if it's going to add more to God, if it's going to bring more to God's name, then and it means that I must be less, then I will be less. Can you say that for yourself? Can you say if it's going to bring God glory, that you are willing to have less? Because if we really think about it, I'm asking you even right now as I'm speaking, think about it, that when you focus on you, and when it's all about you, generally, if you're honest with yourself, it means God is getting less of you. If you're honest with yourself, it means God is getting less of you. So John the Baptist realized that, and John the Baptist says, no, I must decrease. He must increase. If you are decreasing, there are higher chances that God's will for your life and God's will for others is going to increase. But do you have the faith for less? Do you have the faith to walk in less? You see, our lives need to be distinguished. Our lives need to be different. Anyone who says that they believe in God, your life has to be different. What is the use of saying you believe in God and you follow God if your life looks exactly like someone who doesn't really believe in God? You know, someone who really says, no, I'm not really religious. I don't really practice any following of the teachings of Jesus, nothing like that. If your lives look the same, then we know that there's something wrong. There should be something that is distinguishing us, that is making us different. And now, if we're looking at the world the same, then even when people hear the message of God, they won't think that there's anything special about it, because we follow the exact same philosophies and we have the same mindset as people who don't even believe or put God first. Now, today, I want to bring that to you, to say that there has to be a difference between you and the world. Now, being a Christian, this is where the difference should be. Being a Christian is not someone who says that they want to be a good person. Often people will think that, no, being Christian is you trying to be nice. You trying to be this nice person. That's not what it's about. Being a Christian is us trying to be like Christ. So we're going to look at the life of Christ right now and just pick up some things about who Christ was and how even Christ had a faith for less. Christ was not only focusing on having more, but he was also open to having less. You see, I'm not saying that you should not have faith for more. That has its place. And there are times when you're going to need that faith for more. But right now, I want to make sure that your faith is a whole faith, because there will be times when it's not just about having faith to get more. Sometimes you're going to need to have a faith that's going to say, I'm willing to have less. I'm willing to put that aside. I'm willing to sacrifice that for others. I'm willing to sacrifice this dream so that God would get glory. I'm willing to put it down so God would be lifted up. The distinguished life is a life that is Christ-like. I'm going to say it again. The distinguished life is the life that is Christ-like. So now let's look at the life of Christ, because as a Christian, that is what you are trying to model. Now, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, it says, he went a little further. This is when Jesus was about to be given up to the authorities as he was going to be crucified soon. So he was in the Garden of Gethsemane as he was praying to God, as he was just reflecting on what was about to happen. He is about to be crucified. Now, this is a prayer he says to God in Matthew chapter 26, verse 39. It says, he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. You see, Jesus himself had a faith for less. He was willing to have less. You see, he started off with saying, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. So it doesn't mean that he did not have a faith for more. He definitely did have a faith for more. But there was a season in his life when it was not about more. And there'll be seasons in your life when it's not going to be about having more. Like, there's going to be a time you're going to walk in your life and God is not calling you to have more. God is calling you to trust him in a season of having less, where you have to be open and accept the fact that right now you need to have less, and you accept it and you walk in it with confidence. So Jesus said, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And you have to understand that there will be times where your will is going to conflict with the will of God. Your will is going to come to odds with the will of God. And you're going to have a decision to make. Will you put God first, or will you put what you want first? So the book of Luke chapter 17, verse 33, it says, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will preserve it. I'm going to say it one more time. Luke chapter 17, verse 33. It says, whoever seeks to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will preserve it. And again, this is about having a faith for less. Having a faith for less. If you're trying to save for yourself, if you're trying to be your own savior, then you're going to lose your life, because you are not designed to be the savior. You are not designed to be the one who's going to be the author of your life. You are not your creator. So if you're trying to save your life, you're going to lose it. You're going to mess things up if you're going to try and hold on to things and build your life on your own strength and on your own wisdom. But if you are willing to lose it, God says that you will gain your life. You will save your life, because if you are willing to have a faith for less, if you're willing to lose some things in order that God would gain. Now, I'm particularly speaking about that goodness would come out of your life. If you are willing to have less so that good would arise, if you're willing to put things aside and sacrifice on your own behalf and sacrifice things that benefit you so that good would be benefited, so that wholeness will be benefited, then you will be saving your life. And God would look at you and say that it's clear that you are putting him as the savior. You see, if you're saving yourself and you are saving your own things and you're trying to put your whole life in your own hands, you are saying basically to God and to the whole, all of creation, that you are your savior. But when you say, you know what, God, I am putting things aside so that you would get glory, then you are saying, God, you are my savior and he will save you. So don't try to put your own life in your own hands. You have a choice to make. Who will be the savior? Are you going to be your own savior, or will you let God handle the things that are way above you? Galatians 2 verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It says, I have been crucified. It says, my ego has been crucified. My pride has been crucified. My seeking for position has been crucified. My seeking my own opinion has been crucified. My comfort has been crucified. My desire to be self-made has been crucified. And this is not something that just happens once. This is not something that just happens when you say, you know what, okay, God is the Lord of my life. This is something that you need to be doing every day, where you are saying that I am willing to crucify my own ego, your own pride, your own seeking for position, your own opinion, your own comfort. You are willing to put those things aside, because guess what? It's not about you. It's not about you. It says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. It's no longer I. I want this. I desire this. I want to go here. I thought this. I think this. That's not what it's not about anymore. It's not about that. It's about Christ, because Christ will call you to less. It's about Christ and Christ being glorified and Christ being known above yourself. Some of you won't know this. But a buffet. Guys and ladies sometimes approach buffets different. I remember a time when I went to a buffet and my family was there and I was there. Now, one thing that happens in a buffet, right, is that ladies see it a bit different to how guys see it. When ladies come to a buffet, you know, they come and they see the different options. You know, when ladies come to a buffet, they see options. They say, okay, there's this, there's that. There's, you know, cranberry juice. You know, there's some chicken there. And then they begin to design a plate for themselves. But guys see it very differently. When a guy comes to a buffet, he sees everything. Okay, he sees everything and he sees the beginning of the table and he sees the end of the table and he says, I need to hit everything. And the difference between the plates, often what I see is when a lady comes at the end of a buffet and she comes back to a table, her plate looks designed. You know, you can see there's some intelligence that happened on this plate. But with a guy, it just looks like, hey, he tried to get a mountain on here. He tried to get everything. I remember once I was at, it was a buffet situation. I remember I was there with my family. I was really young. And it was, I think, my first buffet that I went to, like a breakfast buffet thing. And then I remember I just went straight to the food. I came and I sat down on the table and literally nobody had food. And I remember looking at my family, looking at my mom's, and she was just looking at me. And some of you will know, some guys will know this, even everyone will know this, that, you know, your mom can look at you in a way and she won't say anything, but her eyes are telling you a whole essay. She's giving you a whole essay just by how she's looking at you. It was literally that, because she had seen that I thought about myself only. And it was all about me. But let's look at how the book of Philippians responds to us when we are self-seeking or when we are self-centered. The book of Philippians chapter 2, verse 1-8. It says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness or compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one in mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be used at his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled himself by being obedient to death, even death on a cross. So now we're going to pick up some things really quickly on how you can have faith for less, or how it looks like for someone to have faith for less. So number one is, you need to humble yourself. You see, the Bible tells us that Jesus humbled himself, but you have a choice to make. It's either you will humble yourself or you will be humbled. I'm going to say it again. It's either you will humble yourself or you will be humbled. Another way of seeing that is, you can either discipline yourself or you can be disciplined. There was once a mayor in a town. And now this mayor, there was a buffet, another buffet in a town. It was like a town party for the community. And because he was the mayor, what he did was he crossed the line. He went in the front of the line. And then the lady who was serving out food gave him one piece of chicken and just gave him as much as everybody else was eating. So when he looked at his plate, he realized that he's getting the same as everyone else. So the mayor talks to the lady and says, hey, can I get another piece of chicken? And she says, no, everybody's getting one piece of chicken. And the mayor says, do you know who I am? I'm the mayor of this town. And now everybody in the line is looking at the situation. It's like, yo, it's tense. But then the lady, as she's looking down at the food, she says, do you know who I am? And she looks up at the mayor and says, I'm the lady who is serving the chicken and everybody's getting one piece. Now keep it moving. And at that moment, a few people in the line were laughing at the mayor. And at the moment, the mayor was humbled, because at that moment, he was trying to make it about himself, but that was not the moment that he was supposed to be focused on him. He was supposed to be focusing on the people he was meant to be leading. So we look at Jesus, and Jesus himself, he humbled himself. He was in heaven in all glory and all power, but he humbled himself in order that God would receive glory, in order that people will be able to be forgiven and people would find wholeness. He had faith for less. He humbled himself. Now, how can you humble yourself? You humble yourself in these ways, in your response to others. How do you respond to people? You also humble yourself in being thankful, being truthful, to yourself and to others. Just telling the truth is a way of humbling yourself. You don't boast when you humble yourself. You appreciate what people do for you when you humble yourself. You also remember that you are not God and God is God when you humble yourself. All right, that's number one, you humble yourself. Number two is you put others first. Again, in our culture, in our society, everyone is telling us, put yourself first. But if you want to grow in faithfulness, if you want to be the type of person who will be able to have a faithfulness, you need to put other people first. Simply what I'm saying is value unity above your opinion. There'll be moments where there will be an opportunity to be divided because you want to hold on to your own ideas, hold on to your own pride. But instead of choosing your own opinion, instead of choosing to be right, rather value unity above you being right. So number one is humble yourself. Number two is put others first. Number three is let it go. Often the reason why there is tension in relationships, there's tension in the world, is because people are holding on to things. Now, whatever you are holding on to, it could be revenge, jealousy, offense, unforgiveness, and bitterness. You see, those things, you will keep holding on to those things if you want more, and if you're making life about you, if you want things to be focused on yourself. But when you are willing to have a faith for less, you will be willing to say, I will let those things go. They say, with offense can't be given to you. You have to take offense. No, you have to take offense. So you must know that you are in power. It's not that someone can just control your emotions. At the end of the day, you are in control. And the only thing you can do is maybe give someone else control, or give a situation, or give what's going on around you control of what's going on the inside of you. But I want to encourage you today that you can only take offense. So when some things happen to you, you have a choice to make. You can say you won't take offense and you'll be good. So you have to be able to let it go. Now, I want to speak about a little bit about offense. How do you get over offense? Number one, you commit to getting over it. You make a decision that you will get over this. You're going to let this thing go. I mean, because point number three is let it go. You're going to commit to letting go. Commit to it. Number two is you remember that all have fallen short of God's glory. All have sinned. All have made mistakes. So you don't hold it completely against the person, because you know you've made your own mistakes too. Number three is you know that you have a choice. You have a choice to let it go. It's not out of your power. You can let it go. And number four is you focus on now and the future. Don't focus on the past. If you want to get over offense, those four things: commit to it, remember all have fallen short including yourself. Number three is you have a choice to make, that it's not out of your power, you can get over it. And number four is focus on now and the future, don't focus on the past. All right, so number one is humble yourself. Number two, to have faithfulness, is put others first. Number three is let it go, lay it aside. Number four is be selfless, and simply don't be selfish, be selfless, be willing to live a life that is not just about you, to say that, you know, the things that you get, don't just spend them on yourself. The talents you have, don't just spend it on yourself. Be willing to spend it on others, and be willing to spend it on God. Be selfless. And number three, you must be willing to be a servant. Take the nature of a servant. It is very difficult, and I'll even say for a lot of people, just because generally the most people listening to this will be South African. If we look at our history, we've been taught that being a servant means that there is less value over your life, and that is such a lie. God tells us that when we are servants, then that is a sign that we are walking closely with God, and that is the life God calls us to. So I want each of you to understand that sometimes the brokenness and sometimes the challenge of life is simply that we are trying to hold on to more, when God could be trying to show us something new by allowing us to walk in less, and you need faith for that. So there are people who you are in a time right now where you are realizing where maybe you're going to have to walk in less for some time. You're going to have to maybe lay some things down in order that unity happens. You're going to have to be willing to sacrifice on your own behalf for the benefit of others and for the benefit of the kingdom of God. So I want to encourage you today that yes, there are times when you need to have a faith for more, but I want to bring this up to all of us today to say, God, we need a faith for less. You need a faith for less. And I want us to say a prayer right now, a simple prayer, which is very sometimes uncomfortable, very not what we want to hear. But I need us to just grow on this side of our lives, where we say, God, help me grow in having less. And you can even hear in my tone of how I've been doing this podcast has been very, very sober, very calm, because I just want each of us to really hear this. And I want you to be encouraged in that. It is something where true faith is shown when someone is willing to say, I will have less in order that others will have more and others will be able to be blessed. So let me say this prayer with you right now. God, I come before you. I thank you so much for your love. I thank you so much for your mercy. I pray, God, that you would help each of us, my God, to be willing to walk in less. If it's going to mean that your glory is going to be lifted, if it means that your glory is going to be upheld, I pray in the name of Jesus that your hand would be over us and just give us grace to be willing to not be selfish, but to be selfless, God. I pray, my God, that each person listening would have a faith, not just for more, but a faith for less. That if ever it comes a time when our will is clashing with yours, that we would choose your will above our own. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we all said amen. Amen. So guys, thank you so much for listening. That was the Jay Makoba podcast. Again, it is quite a sobering truth that the Bible does call us to less sometimes, but it is the truth. So I want to encourage each one of us to have a faith for less. Don't just have a faith that is just about more, because sometimes that can be immature, but have a faith that is willing to say, I'm willing to go on a journey of less. So that was the Jay Makoba podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys are amazing. Whether it's on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, or on Instagram Live, thank you for tuning in. Please let people know about it, because I believe that this is something that's beneficial for anyone who listens. And if you believe that too, let your friends and family know about it. But thank you guys so much. God bless you. Take care. See you next Sunday. That was the Jay Makoba podcast. Take care. Have an extra immersive week. Okay, peace out. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I just want to ask you to please subscribe and write a review about what you heard, about what you liked, and maybe even something you'd like me to speak about in the future. And also, please just share it with someone else who you know would really enjoy it, or someone who would really just be blessed by the episode, or maybe just the whole podcast. Please, let's just spread word out about it. But once again, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, a great week. I hope you're doing well. Stay tuned, because there's so much more to come. Take care. God bless.